In the Florida Keys, local officials are trying to breed Zika-transmitting mosquitoes out of existence. A British company has developed genetically modified mosquitoes that, when released into the wild, have been shown to reduce populations by 90%. But in the Keys, a proposal to conduct a trial release of the genetically modified mosquitoes has been controversial. County officials put it on the ballot, and on Election Day, Keys residents approved it. NPR's Greg Allen reports local officials there are moving ahead.
For months now, state and local authorities in Florida have struggled to control the spread of Zika. But although there have been over 200 cases of locally transmitted Zika in Florida, there have been none in the Keys. And that's one reason many here oppose the new technology.
I am going to ask you, beg you, plead with you not to go forward with this.
Megan Hall is part of a small but vocal group that has fought hard to block trials of genetically modified mosquitoes in the Keys. She spoke out yesterday at a meeting of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District Board in Marathon. For 5 years now, the district has been working with the British company Oxitec to get federal approval for a trial release of the mosquitoes in the Keys. The company releases genetically modified male Aedes aegypti mosquitoes into the wild. When they mate with female Aedes aegypti, their offspring die. The company says extensive trials in Brazil, the Cayman Islands, and other countries show the GM mosquitoes are effective and safe. But after 5 years, some residents, like Dina Schoneck, are still not convinced.
I feel like there are a lot of unanswered questions that I hope are answered before any tests are allowed to go through with the citizens of Monroe County, because I do believe that there are risks that are not being considered.
Although it doesn't have any cases of local Zika transmission yet, Monroe County began investigating the new technology because it's had big problems in the past with dengue, another disease carried by Aedes aegypti. In August, the Food and Drug Administration gave its approval for the trial, saying it found no potential adverse impact on human health or the environment. Because of the vocal opposition, the Mosquito Control District's Board of Commissioners decided to submit the trial to the voters in the form of two non-binding resolutions. One was for the residents of Key Haven, the community where the trials were proposed. The other referendum went before voters in the rest of the county. Because Key Haven voters rejected it, commissioners say trials won't be conducted there. But in yesterday's meeting, the board approved trials elsewhere in the Keys, at a location still to be determined. Jill Cranny Gage is a commissioner who represents Key West.
Countywide, it passed. So this is a tool mosquito control needs. And again, when you're sworn into office, our main goal is to kill mosquitoes and protect the residents and the county.
Officials in the Keys say the announcement by the World Health Organization that Zika is no longer a public health emergency is in no way an indication the threat is lessening, but that instead it's a disease that's here to stay. Derek Nimmo with Oxitec is hopeful identifying the new location for the trials and receiving federal approval will be a matter of a few months, and releases could start next year. Nimmo says he's encouraged that the GM mosquito technology gained the approval of a large majority, 58% of county residents.
So there is very strong support for the use of this technology in Monroe County, and hopefully they'll, you know, move forwards with this trial.
After months of struggling with Zika, health officials and mosquito control authorities elsewhere in Florida are eager to begin their own trials of the GM mosquitoes. Oxitec says if things go well in the Keys, it could begin trials next year in Miami. Greg Allen, NPR News, Marathon Key, Florida.